everyone.
Hi.
Okay, before I get into whatever I'm getting into, so I assume there's a few people who have been here before this show in the theater, and I don't want to gloss over the fact that where we are sitting right now and what we are doing is so amazing, so beyond what I could ever dream of happening, what a lot of people could dream of happening. So for those of you who are just stepping into a theater, great, we really welcome you and we want you to have a good experience here. But for those of us who have performed at the Kayenta Community Pool, at the Room for Thought, at the Not Enough Room for Thought, and the many other venues in Kayenta, I want us to take a moment and really grasp what has been achieved here by a community effort. And so, as we're going through tonight, and thanks, Victoria, for bringing Coyote Tales to be, it's just one of those incidents when people say, you know what, I want to see something happen, and they create it. And Victoria's an excellent creator. She creates wonderful food. She creates wonderful events like this. And we need your help to do that. We need your help to fill the seats. We need your help to fill the stage. We need your help to fill the soul of this building. So I just really want to acknowledge what I would have bet my life was an insurmountable feat happening with this theater. KF, Judith, Matt, everybody involved with KF, Gary and Kent, Terry, Martin. I mean, there's a huge debt of gratitude that I feel to everyone, and there's dozens and dozens of people who I can't name, but I really owe a debt of gratitude, and I feel like I speak for a lot of the community that thinks that too. So I want to get that out of the way right now. And so my story is why do we do it? I mean, there's a lesson learned here, but what would cause someone to, in spite of their fears, their misgivings, their struggles, their dreams, to cause themselves to really put their ass on the line and create something? Create a show, create Coyote Tales, create something. And in my business life, I love being a real estate agent because there's a lot of creativity that goes into that. But at some point, I know the outcome. I know where I need to be to get the outcome that my clients want. In arts, at least my experience, we never really know what the outcome is going to be because it's different every night. I'm honored to be directing and co-producing with KAF, Kayenta Arts Foundation, the debut full run, first full production for the grand opening, which happens on October 20th and October 21st. It's a little show called Title of Show. It's a strange name. But I was thinking about it today when Victoria said, Doug, you have to do a story. And I was wondering what causes someone to go through all the angst. I mean, I bump up against this all the time. I bump up against, it's not going to be good, you're a charlatan, you're pretending, how do you know if anybody's going to come, what if people don't like the show, where are you going to get the cast? I don't know how many of you have seen some of my previous productions, but they go back a ways, and it's really hard to find a cast in this community that will utter the words of the material that I'm attracted to. And so I'm thinking, you know, and so what possessed me to do a musical in October when everybody else is doing a musical in October? And so, not only that, but the last musical I directed, which was Cowgirls, which was in 2011, there were like three less theater companies in town. And I don't know if you guys have known this about town, but basically pretty much the only theater we do is musical theater, which is not my forte. So it's really kind of an exercise in trusting the process for me to do that. I try and find people who know what they're doing and just put my name above theirs. But I worry, and I really was worried so much about this musical because I found out really quickly that it was a lot more technical and a lot more involved than I want. Well, the set has four chairs, there's four actors, there's a piano player. How difficult could it be? Well, when I got Brody Perry, who's a local mastermind, he's a musical genius. He came on board, and I realized really quickly how far over my head I was. Luckily, Brody knew exactly what to do. So I'm just wondering, where am I going to get this cast? Where am I going to get this cast? Everybody's cast. No one wants to say the F word a dozen times in his show. No one wants to deal with the kind of things that this show, which is upbeat, by the way, is going to deal with. And all of a sudden, people started showing up, and people started collecting. And I swear, for every person that's going to be in this show, and there's five, I contacted at least 50 other people. And my goal was to either get them to say yes or to get me to tell me the names of three other people who might do it. And finally, just before 4 weeks before we opened, I had a cast. And I was at rehearsal today in the studio where the reception is, and I was thinking, you know, if this show goes badly, there's a lot of people in the audience that are going to be mad because there's donors, there's people who pay a lot of money for these tickets, and I had to rely on my lesson learned. And the one thing I've learned about this artistic, creative process, that you run into really not knowing if it's going to work. And really, the self-critic comes in, all the judgment outside and inside and input, and what really it boils down to is I want the creation to happen more than I'm willing to be comfortable. So I guess another way to say that is I'm willing to be uncomfortable because I want the creation to happen. And so the lesson I've learned throughout my years as an actor, a business person, a small business person, is you have to trust the process. So this is the beginning of this process, and it's not the end. It's going to go on way after we're gone. But the process depends on all of us being here, spreading the word. If you like things, come back. Tell people. But I really am honored. I hope that you all get a chance to see Title of Show, which opens October 20th and 21st. That's the grand opening of this beautiful theater. And then we run October 26th, 27th, and 28th. We have two shows on that last Saturday, so it's a six-show run. I really want to sell out. I really want to help maybe even extend it for another week, so do your best to be here. And for all of you who just had to sit through that and wonder, what the hell is this guy talking about? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So one of the things that we do is we have, man, I have all kinds of stuff. Let's see, what is this? Okay, I don't use this jacket very often. Nothing to do with tonight. So one of the things we do is we give these little questions out to get to get you guys to kind of come clean with some stuff. So there were two questions asked. One of them is, when did you really screw things up but no one ever found out that it was you? And I'm going to see if you can guess who this was. I burned my playhouse down and blamed it on the neighbor. Now, most people wouldn't really admit to what they write down here, but I'm going to tell you that it was Victoria. She looks mild-mannered, and she does. She cooks some very fine food, and she's artistic, but you better watch her. Do not turn your back on that girl, because, well, anyway. We are going to have an intermission. We're going to try and get through, I don't know, however many stories we get through, but I'm going to urge all of you who are on the edge of thinking about telling a story, who haven't put your name into the hat, please do that, either before intermission or by intermission, because my experience is some of those folks who do it on the spur of the moment make the evening. Not to say the folks that already have their name in the hat won't, but please muster your courage, screw it to the sticking post, and tell your story. So let's bring up the first storyteller.